On the seagrass beds off Bribey Island, marine biologist Dr. Ben Diggles is pulling up a disgusting mess. So what's it feel like?
Snot, I guess. That's a good term for it. It's pretty easy to get a 10-litre bucket full in a minute or so if you want to use your hand. As you can see, it gets in there amongst the seagrass strands and just sort of binds it all together.
Ben Diggles is deeply concerned about the health of Pumicestone Passage in the Moreton Bay Marine Park, north of Brisbane. The scientist says snotweed, a brown Ectocarpus algae, is now blooming every winter when the water clarity improves and light penetrates to the bottom of the channel.
The deeper we go, the worse it gets, and it seems to be over the majority of the seagrass beds that I'm looking at it this time of year, so I'm particularly worried about it because it tends to smother the seagrass and that reduces the surface area available for the seagrass, which means all those little nooks and crannies where the little prawns and shrimps and fish can hide and feed, we're losing that. And I'm pretty sure it probably also kills the seagrass because it shades it and actually prevents it from seeing the sunlight.
The snotweed algae is feeding off a build-up of excess nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus, running off from suburbs, leaking septic tanks, sewage treatment plants and farmland in the catchment.
So it's just another warning sign, this snotweed, that the bay's under severe stress. I think it's not normal, it's not a good sign.
Ben Diggles believes the answer to successfully battling snotweed and rebuilding the future health of this waterway can be found in its past.
We used to have hundreds of acres of oyster reefs in the bay. They're functionally extinct. They're no longer there. They play a very important role as a habitat for fish and crabs. And even the best thing is that they filter the water, large amounts of water actually. One oyster can filter over 100 litres of water a day.
As avid angler and diver Robbie Porter explains, those once vast shellfish reefs teeming with marine life were lost after European settlement.
Originally they were mined out by early settlers and the shell was used extensively for cement to make bridges like Grey Street Bridge and all the sewers and everything like that in early Brisbane.
Robbie Porter volunteers with Ausfish, a not-for-profit organisation of amateur fishers who are taking action to improve, restore and protect fish habitat. Ausfish, Ben Diggles, Healthy Land and Water, local Indigenous and community organisations are part of a supergroup involved in an ambitious shellfish reef restoration trial called Restore Pumicestone Passage.
And so by putting these shellfish reefs back in the bay, we're hoping to improve that water quality. We can reduce nitrogen loading, or offset it at least, the load that's going into the system.
Since December 2017, they've been returning recycled oyster shells to the water as habitat in trials to re-establish reefs that will help clean the water. Ausfish volunteers have been collecting, cleaning and quarantining the shells to reduce any biosecurity risk.
It's been a fantastic response from community members and restaurants and other oyster businesses. Everyone understands that Moreton Bay has been beaten up for over 100 years and it's not coming back with our help. And by doing simple things like stopping shells, oyster shells going to landfill and then using those shells to restore Moreton Bay oyster reefs, we get a great response.
How big is your stockpile getting now?
It's pretty good. We're getting it between 2 and 3 cubic metres per week. And we've been doing it for over a year now. So we think we're over 100 cubic metres of shell. I don't even know how many tonne that is, but it's a lot.
16 experimental reefs in Pumicestone Passage have been seeded with baby native shellfish called spat. And Ben Diggles says that the sites that have been down for 2 summers are getting up to a 93% spat survival rate.
We doubled the number of baby oysters in that time to over 100, nearly 120 oysters per 100 shells. And we're even getting individual oyster shells with up to 10 baby oysters on each one. We never thought it would be that good.
So you'd be swimming along the previous seafloor, which has got nothing growing on it, no life, no fish on it, and you come up to these oyster reefs or patch reefs that we've got up there, and it's like someone turns a light on. There's life everywhere. There's fish, there's crabs, there's prawns, there's shrimp, there's sea urchins, there's corals. So it's remarkable what a difference it makes from having a dead seafloor to having our reefs where oysters and shellfish can grow back on and create this massive living structure again.
Similar reef restoration trials are underway in New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia and Western Australia. There's a lot of work to do. The Nature Conservancy organisation estimates 99% of Australia's flat oyster reefs have been destroyed by overfishing, dredging and pollution. Craig Copeland, who founded Ausfish, is proud of his group's environmental contribution.
So there's a whole bunch of recreational fishers involved in Ausfish around the country who just desperately want to contribute positively, and this is what it's showing. Every time we do things, we're seeing positive outcomes.
But the same marine legislation that protects Australian waterways makes it slow to get approvals for reef restoration projects.
Unfortunately, we've actually got the legislation that we use to look after the restoration is actually protection legislation. It's put in place for all the things that we used to do wrong and making sure that we're protecting the environment. But that's, you know, when we're actually doing restoration, it's not fit for purpose. So there's a lot of conversations to be had about how we change that around.
A spokesperson for Queensland's Department of Environment and Science says it supports trials to investigate the feasibility of restoring functioning shellfish reefs in the Moreton Bay Marine Park, and is working with Healthy Land and Water on the ongoing trials. But while acknowledging that results so far show increases in biodiversity, including fish numbers, the spokesperson said that the trial results do not give any clear indication on the feasibility of restoring functioning shellfish reefs. Robbie Porter is positive that giving back to habitat will help protect Australia's fishing future.
Without this intervention, I don't believe the reefs will be back for thousands of years. We need to get a critical mass of these living shellfish reefs in our bay to get it restored. They're so important. For every hectare of shellfish reef that we can restore, we're talking about 2.5 tonnes of fish that reef produces. And so produces means that those fish are sustainable forever. You can go and catch 2.5 tonne of fish off that reef every year, forever, sustainably.